Today, Rita Smith continues her series of rediscoveries of picture books from the past that have received the prestigious Caldecott Award.
The 1940 winner of the Caldecott Award for Most Distinguished American Picture Book was a biography of Abraham Lincoln, written and illustrated by Ingrie and Edgar Dollaire. The book tells the life story of Lincoln, beginning with his birth in Kentucky and ending with a war-weary president a few days before his assassination. Although Ingrie and Edgar were from Norway and Germany, respectively, they immigrated to America in 1929 and became naturalized American citizens, which sparked their interest in figures of American history. They felt they could come to American themes and stories from a fresh, objective viewpoint, one that hadn't been shaped into clichés from school textbooks or hampered by standard conceptions. The book generally received positive reviews when it came out. "It has a thrilling quality," reviewer Irene Smith noted in 1939. She felt that Lincoln's boyhood was portrayed with deep understanding and suggested children would be stirred by the sincerity of the pictures with their noble simplicity, natural humor, and action. But not everyone was so enchanted even then. Ellen Bell of the New York Times Book Review wrote that, quote, "While some of the pictures are quite beguiling, others are downright ugly, and the strong suggestion of primitive Scandinavian art strikes a false note given the American subject," unquote. More recent criticism has been even more pointed and negative, suggesting that the text is over-romanticized and does not reflect the hardships and struggles that were part of Lincoln's life. But it is the visual and textual treatment of the African-American slaves that prompt the harshest criticism. Critic Betty Latimer writes that blacks are illustrated as rigid figures, their immovable faces a dense, dark, impenetrable mass, pierced slightly by two white dots. And the entry of black slaves into the story is abrupt. Their condition is made to seem acceptable, not repulsive or contradictory to democracy. In her Caldecott acceptance speech in June 1940, Ingrie made mention of World War II and the fact that half the world was currently in flames. She hoped the book on Abraham Lincoln would be a shining symbol of democracy, fairness, and tolerance. If that was the case in 1940, it is certainly not the case anymore. But Leonard Marcus suggests the book still has value as an historical artifact. "Time," he says, "has left us aware of the shortcomings of the Dollaire's biography, while also reminding us that over time, biographies themselves become historical documents, casting light not only on their subjects' values and times, but also on those of their authors and readers."